Hi, everybody. As always, it's wonderful to be with you. And today I want to talk about this awakening that we're all going through and how exciting this actually is, whilst at the same time, there's all of these collective fears that are spinning around our planet at the moment, that many of us are experiencing and picking up from the ethers, shall we say. And when I say the ethers, what I'm talking about is, you know, our wave forms are full at the moment of radio waves, waves going through the internet waves, information traveling through television waves, telephone waves, people phoning each other. All of these take a particular wave frequency, and these frequencies are traveling through the ethers. And a lot of people are in a state of fear at this moment in time. The world appears to be going through upheaval. I would say it's an awakening regarding the ascension process, and we as individuals often are feeling as though we are going through that upheaval. And there's a lot of fear regarding what's going to happen. What's the future? Where should I live? Where is it safe to go on holiday? Where is it safe to be? And these are very much base chakra fears, we could say. It's the energy center within our body that, well, not within our body, but it is centered energetically in the body that actually is about security and safety and being connected to this Earth Mother. Now, I know many of you are light workers and you are light bearers, you're healers, you're empaths and sensitives, and this can cause many people to want to go home. And I've heard this from many people recently, many clients been saying they just want to go home. When they say go home, they mean they don't want to be on this earth. Having said that, we are here to add our unique soul signature, which carries its own frequency, which is a part of the larger puzzle of humanity and this consciousness raising and this awakening. So I would like today to take a moment to do some quantum transformation play with you, where we are going to transform, transmute, and release old wounds around finances, around feeling secure, about being in the right place at the right time. Because where else would we be, to be perfectly honest? You know, many of us talk about the divine, there's divine timing, and there is, it's meant to be or not meant to be, destiny, shall we say. What I want to say is, you know, the divine encompasses all, the shadow and the light. And there is no imperfection in terms of where we are. Everything is message. So if you've been feeling fearful, if you've been feeling stressed, if you've been feeling anxious and insecure, if you're worrying around finances, work, even if you have food issues, actually, this can all be part of our security center. And much of this has been stirred up at the moment through this awakening that we are going through. Hence, when you're going through the menopausal symptoms or the perimenopausal symptoms, you get that fire at the base of the spine that rises right the way through the body. And as I've said before, this is a process of activation whilst it's burning through old debris and triggering old memories to come to the surface. Though this is nothing to be worried about, it can be rather debilitating at times when we do have anxiety attacks, anything like this. But if we add to this that there is a collective fear going on, what we want to do is unplug from the matrix and come into our own selves so that we know what issues, I will say issues, are ours, what are our personal challenges, what has been brought up into the light to be seen and released into the light. You know, this is what we're talking about, really. So I'd like you to take a moment to just settle yourself. And I'm also going to take a moment to settle myself, so you may feel me moving around a bit. Because when I do these activations and I do these this frequency work with you, I actually go into a beautiful place in my own self that accesses the all that is. And in that all that isness, everything is perfectly perfect. That includes you in all our imperfections. So just take a breath. Make sure that if you're driving, please don't do this. Wait until you finish driving. If you're needing to focus on anything, just take time to take out or listen to this at a later date. So we're going to take that breath. Just allow yourself to be in your own space. And in your own body space, shall we say. So allow yourself to be sitting in your body. No matter what you feel about the body, I would like you to breathe your way down, all the way down into your feet. If you find it difficult to connect with your feet, with your eyes closed, just point your eyes downwards as if you were looking at them. And make the connection that way. So taking a breath from the top of the head all the way down the center of the body, down through the legs, into the feet. Feel them connected to this beautiful earth of ours. Take another breath and make that connection again. That's it. Now I'd like you to feel your natural rhythm of breathing. Natural rhythm of breathing, which is you. Breathing in and out. We're actually breathing in consciousness when we're breathing in the air. And you know, many of us have been brought up through the generations to believe that as women, we can't take care of ourselves. Even those of us who are brought up in the 80s and 90s, for instance. You know, it's the superwoman era when we were meant to do everything. You know, there was still this element of stepping into a masculine role, if you like. And we want to be within the empowered feminine. So what is the empowered feminine? The empowered feminine is you in all your glory, in all your authenticity, your true authentic self. You who knows that no matter what happens, you will be taken care of. But many of us were brought up with sayings such as money doesn't grow on trees, you have to work hard for a living. There was the glass ceiling that was spoken about a lot in decades past, where women couldn't get any higher than certain positions, no matter how good they were at them. So we're going to release these old wounds. And maybe you will find that memories come up for you. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. Maybe feelings will come up, maybe they won't. Whatever happens, it's okay. There is no right or wrong within this. So feeling your own natural rhythm of breathing, we're going to take a breath as we just go into all those times when you were told that you have to work hard, that you'll never make it anywhere in this world financially, that really to get anywhere you have to have a man. That's really your point of security. Let's just bring that to the surface. Taking a breath and feeling down into the base of the spine as we release all traumas that have said that we have not been good enough. We release that now to the light of the source of all that is, to be transformed and transmuted in the light of the source of all that is. And just taking a breath. Oh, there's a big trigger on that one. So we're going to come down, come down, come down into the base of the spine again. Just breathing into that space, breathing into that space as we're shifting it. Now I'm just working through that energy ball. And what I find as I'm working through that energy ball is an entanglement. There's an entanglement of all beliefs, old beliefs around money. So we're just going to release all those beliefs that say that money's hard to come by. So everything, all those beliefs, limitations, all those voices that have said that you can't get money easily, that it's hard to come by. We just release that now, transform, transmute that in the light of the source of all that is. And you know, when we get to that certain age, you know, there's these fears sometimes that come up. You know, how am I going to survive? How am I going to be in my retirement? Or am I going to retire? All of this is around this particular base security, safety issue. So I'm just releasing everything now that says you can't have what you want. That says that age gets in the way, that you're past your sell-by date. Everything that has been causing fear about the future and what the future shall bring, and even what the end will bring. So let's release that now in the light of the source of all that is. We're going through that here. We're just going through that now. We're taking that down and out. Again, big charge on that. What we're going to replace that with: I am prosperous. I'm abundant in all ways. Let's just bring that in. I am secure. I am safe. I am always safe no matter what I'm doing. We're bringing that activation in there. Truly activating that base of security. It just allow that to integrate for a moment. There's nothing you have to do, just let yourself be. Okay, I'm taking through now. Oh, big triggers on this. We transform, transmute to the light of the source of all that is. All past life contracts around poverty, around money, vows that we've made that have said that it's only spiritual if you're poor. You want to release that. We're doing that now. Traveling down, traveling down, traveling through the timeline at the moment. Ah, that's the one. releasing that. And I'd like you to bring to mind that image of the crone. And when I say the crone, I mean the old hooked nose, wrinkly, wiry hair, you know, usually labelled as a witch. Let's take this now. All past lives that have had the experience of being the crone in the negative, in the shadow of the collective. Not the positive aspects, but the negative. We're moving that now. And all the fears, lack of security that goes with that and goes around that, because you've had move from place to place within that, or maybe even killed because of your status within the community. So all past memories, all past parallel lifetimes that come through that, can we erase those now? Release that to the light of the source of all that is. Just to be transformed and transmuted. And now what's coming up for me as I'm feeling through the energies of this group is the DNA. So we're going through the DNA. Everywhere where our mothers were disempowered, we release that. Everywhere where our mothers were fearful around their security, where they may have stayed with partners who were not for their greatest benefit, we're going to release that now. Everything where we've been conditioned within that, to say that a woman needs a man in order to be secure. That doesn't mean you can't have one. I'm just saying you don't need one. It's different. We release that now in the light of the source of all that is. Through the DNA. Oh, and I'm tracking that down now. You may feel me traveling down your spine as I come into the base. Ah, what's coming now? This is through ancestral lines, and this feels quite big actually. It's through the ancestral lines, generations of women who have needed to really strive, work hard, sacrifice themselves in order to be safe and secure. We're going through the ancestral lines and we're just taking that away. Releasing, transmuting, transforming that in the light of the source of all that is. Now I'm working through this matrix. I just tracking that down. And I want to say that's around 7 generations. Nope, going further, 17. Okay, we're going to take that to 17 generations. Releasing that, transforming, transmuting, allowing that to release, release, release. Okay. Now when you feel the heat, and you may feel it now, you may not, but when you get any of that heat rushing through your body, I want you to really breathe through it. Knowing that that's the remnants of burning through that particular release. And I'm just making the activation. So we're still there, base of the spine, going down through the legs and the feet. I activate now all that is safe, all that is strong, or that feels the security within this world with my feet on the ground. Being able to be energized by this Earth Mother, knowing that as I stand on this earth, I am here as a unique soul signature. And therefore, I will always be kept safe and secure. No matter how old I get, it's there for me. It's there for me. It's there for me. So we're letting that come in. I also want to say, I've been called to say that I don't act on my own. I never act on my own. I am always, always guided by my higher self, by my guides. I am always guided to be in the right place at the right time. Doors of opportunity consistently open for me, regardless of my age. Let's just activate that now. And as I'm working there, I'm also working around that's it. I'm just working around the space of your lower spine and lower stomach. Ah, that's what I'm being guided to say. Okay. I am a unique spark of the divine light. I activate that within me now. And as a unique spark of the divine light, I am always taken care of. And that's what I activate in myself now. I have much to give and to receive in this world. Now I can feel the strengthening there. I am loved. I am wanted. I am safe. And so it is. Now just take a breath and allow yourself to be still for a moment. That's it. Just letting yourself be. I want you to drink a lot of water after this and really bring that water in your mind's eye down into the base chakra, down into your feet. Washing away all the old debris. And feel the fire in your spine, at the base of your spine. Know that you are awakening. The Kundalini energy, as it is called, the coiled serpent, is awakening. And that as you experience any particular symptoms, they are just messages for you to know that you are awakening. You are like the phoenix rising from the ashes. And what a beautifully powerful bird that is. Okay, thank you very much for being with me. As I say, drink lots of water, let that go through. And I shall speak to you tomorrow. Always my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for being with me. Many blessings.